Welcome to this episode of Naked Men Talking, a podcast exploring naturism and the power of getting your clothes off. I'm Gareth Johnson. On today's episode, we're joined by David from Small Penis Pride. As the name suggests, Small Penis Pride showcases men who are at the lower end of the average penis size, creating a space where small penises are admired, worshipped, and celebrated. David, welcome.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Now, let's start at the beginning, I guess. What led you to start your Small Penis Pride campaign?
I just think that, you know, I wanted to see more representation, more space for, you know, guys that are smaller. And I just have the clear intention of showing that there's nothing wrong with that, that it should be celebrated. It's your body. Everybody is unique and there's no reason to feel shamed for it. And I've seen different blogs throughout the years of doing similar to what I'm doing. And I just wanted to start my own on Twitter.
And what was your relationship with your body like when you were growing up? When did you sort of become aware that dicks come in different shapes and sizes?
I guess it was when I was, you know, I'll just say like a teenager when I was, you know, seeing naked men online or looking up that stuff when I was interested in it, kind of confused about my sexuality. I was for a little while, for I think a lot of people understand that. And just noticing that, oh, they just come in different sizes and that's kind of it. And I never really resonated with any specific size. I think it was later, like where I am now, where like I do resonate with a specific size under 5. And that's just what I enjoy and what I appreciate. So yeah, it was interesting to see that. But then I really didn't think anything of it. Even on my own, I didn't think, oh, even when I was like thinking about my own body, I never compared. It was later, and I know you have a question about the kink, and so I'll talk about that later because that's where it kind of comes up more. But I never really thought about my size growing up, to be honest.
Did you have sort of locker room experiences where you were in spaces where you were getting naked with other guys? Were you comfortable in taking your clothes off in front of other people?
No, I never was in a place or a space where like I was getting naked. Like I never had that experience. It wasn't until later when I was with my partner and I'm like, I've always wanted to go to a new beach. Can we please go to one? Like, I'm just super excited to go to one. And we finally went to Black's Beach, which is in California. It's kind of a famous nude beach. And so honestly, right when I got there, like the moment I stepped foot on the sand, my clothes came off like right away, like probably like within 2 seconds. And like some people around actually laughed, not because, you know, of anything else. I think it was because
just at your eagerness sort of.
Yeah, it was very eager. Like the moment we got there, and like, I don't know if you've been there, but there's a long hike you have to go down. Like it's like, I don't know, I think it takes like 20 minutes to walk down, and up it's a lot longer. But, you know, I was even asking my partner, I'm like, can I get naked now and we can like go down? He's like, no, you have to wait. Like that's, I'm like, oh, are you kidding me? Like, that's kind of annoying. And so like, as we're walking down, I was like eager, a little anxious, and like finally the moment I got there. And I know like people say like, when you're at a new beach, don't stare. Like, I know I wasn't staring, but like I was looking. Like I would never.
Yeah, observing, not staring. Observing is totally fine.
Observing, because like, you know, I was honestly very intrigued because I've never been around naked people like that. So I was like, just looking at different bodies and of course in awe with some, very intrigued by others. But other than that, it was exciting to see that people were just confident enough to kind of just shed their clothes and just walk around however they wanted to be, you know, appropriately. And so that was a different experience. But I really loved how people were confident, as they should. And what I love about, you know, the nude space, and this is probably why I feel more comfortable without clothes than with, is because when you are in that vulnerable space and people have that intention of being in that space, there is no judgment. And I've had many guys reach out from the page that, you know, that they feel uncomfortable going to a nude beach because of how they look. And I'm like, that, like, I get it, because like that's a very understandable thing. Like, I'm sure a lot of people feel that way before they do it. But in that space, no one's judging you. People might be, you know, looking or thinking, but that's them. Like, you have no control of what they do or how they think. People are going to think things. You just have to, you know, hopefully have the confidence to do it. Because trust me, in those spaces, nobody does anything. No one will say anything. If they do, that is so the anti-vibe that that's supposed to have. And they shouldn't even be there then. In my opinion, you shouldn't be judging people and saying rude things to people in a very vulnerable space, like a nude beach or a nude resort. And if you are, I hope someone tells you you should stop.
No, I think that's totally true. And you're right that if, it's really common to have anxiety before going to your first nude beach or your first sort of social naturism experience or whatever. But all of that anxiety is about your own perception and self-image and relationship with your body. None of that really is going to be reflected back at you from the people there. I think you're totally correct. Yeah.
Yeah, but other than that, I haven't been to that many more though. I went to Black's Beach again recently, like in August, because the first time I went was like 4 or 5 years ago. So it was a long time since I went again. And it wasn't that I didn't want to. It was like things were just not close enough for me. So, but I went back to Black's Beach again and I got to go to a nude resort for once. And that was so much fun. Like it was very fun and it was really interesting. Like I actually appreciated that there was actually like some good like age diversity, because I've noticed that sometimes in the naturist space it's older people. Like I see a lot more older people than younger people, but it also depends on where you are, the space. Like the ones I've been in, it feels like a lot more older people. I felt like I was the youngest person there, which is fun. Like I don't really mind. It's not really something I think about, but it is also kind of interesting that I don't see as much young people into naturalism as older are.
I want to get back to penis size. I was thinking that, like in today's popular culture and porn, we're sort of surrounded by a perception that we're in a way defined by the size of our dicks. And I was wondering what your perspective on that was, and that sort of general assumption that the bigger dick you have, the better it is, kind of.
Well, I think if you go into like many forums of like everyday people, they will describe that bigger does not mean better. And I don't like this idea that things are universally accepted. I made a post about that where I talk about, oh, does size matter? Because I feel like that's always a conversation, like, oh, does size matter? I'm like, yes, it does. And it doesn't to others. Like it does for some, it doesn't for others. That's it. Can we stop the conversation? Because it doesn't matter. It's your personal preference and that's it. Like, I don't understand why this needs to be such a ongoing debate, like one size fits all. We know it doesn't. Like, can we move on? Like, that sounds kind of pessimistic, but to me, it's like, it's not important. For some, it is. And if that's the case, then you're not sexually compatible. And that's kind of unfortunate, but it's probably a good sign that you should be with someone else where you are sexually compatible. You don't want that person also to not be pleased, and you're going to be feeling bad too. So, and that's sad though. And I hope that, if a relationship is deep enough or emotionally deep enough that they can move past that, because there's like, hundreds of different ways to have sex. If there's toys, there's so many different things that you can do. But if it's really not working out and sex is that important to you and that's a priority, then unfortunately you both might need to cut ties or figure out other things. Like I know some people that they'll have sex with other people because that's what they need and that's what they desire. That's not something I would do, but if that's going to help their relationship and it's both agreed upon, then power to them. So, and also I think that unfortunately, I think when it comes to men, there's a lot more pressure on their dick size because it's all about, oh, your dick size is like totally attached to your masculinity, which it's not at all. Masculinity is really mostly about like just how you express yourself and how you appear in the world and how much of a good person you are. That's what I think, positive masculinity is. And so all this stuff about your body is just, to me, just inappropriate. Like it doesn't matter. Like the way your body looks doesn't mean you're more or less masculine. The bigger you are doesn't mean you're better. The smaller you are doesn't mean it's worse. And the smaller you are doesn't mean you're more feminine. That's a thing too. And I know some people get off on that where they're smaller, so they're considered a sissy. Not a huge fan of that, but some people are into that. But I don't like the context of if you're smaller, it means you're more feminine. It's like, I don't think we should be, again, reducing the role we have in society or how we are based on what's between our legs,
No, totally. I totally agree. It's a redundant conversation. Like, it's super basic, but somehow you're right. We are sort of hardwired, or it is ingrained in us fairly deeply that that's always sort of front of mind. And I always think back to you read about ancient Rome and ancient Greece, and you look at the statues, and in those cultures, it was the guys with the small penis who were considered, the elite, the rulers, the decision makers, the intelligent people. And if you had a big penis, that meant you were pretty much a soldier or out working in the fields. But we've really flipped that on its head in a way where we talk about you're defined by the size of your penis, and bigger tends to be equated to better.
Yeah, and I think, well, the one thing I find interesting is, some people talk about that, it has been celebrated in the past, and I wish we can go back to that. Well, I don't, again, the problem is I think people look at that time in history, and it's reflected in the art. And so I'm also curious how that actually reflected in the times. And another thing is, again, don't depend on what other people are saying, because again, body standards are always changing. I think we're coming to a place where even bigger bodies, or like people who are chubbier, it's being more accepted, which is really nice. But again, it's about you eventually have to accept your body yourself. Don't rely on what the body standards are, because if you're going to look at ancient Rome, ancient Greece, be like, well, there was a time it was celebrated. And I think it's a good example to say that, all bodies can be worshipped, and it has been in different times. But don't use that as a way to, it should be accepted because it was at one point. No, it should be accepted because this is my body and I'm going to own it. That's it.
Yeah, if you're seeking validation from someone
Right.
else, that's the problem, kind of like.
Yeah, and I do think, seeking validation for your body is good as a first step. Like, if you're actually at a place where you don't like your body, which a lot of people do, and they get external validation and it stimulates them, as long as it's not the only stimulation you get, the only validation you get. Because I know some people that they only thrive on what other people think of them. And so that's so bad, because you might have such a positive outlook from what other people say, but the moment you get a negative comment, you're not really designed to move forward from it. It's gonna destroy that, like you on that pedestal in a way. And it's, so sometimes I try to find myself to ground myself in how I feel about myself, because when I see negative comments, I haven't received negative comments, but tons of guys reach out, and I've even had posts that someone submitted, and like they say, can you remove it? Because people are reaching out and saying mean things, and that pisses me off. Like, to be completely honest, like that frustrates me so much, because the idea that you felt vulnerable enough to share it with me and people feel that way to do something like that is just disgusting. Like, it's really triggering. And even though I've never received comments like that to myself, it triggers me, because like I can picture myself in that place where I finally showing my body online, where I can feel good about it, and someone has to tear it down. But of course, at the end of the day, it's just their stupid opinion.
No, exactly. There's strangers on the internet. Why do we care what they think?
They're not going to change anything of who you are.
No, exactly. Have you had to go through a bit of a process yourself to get to a point of, self-acceptance and self-love, to get to a point of confidence, or is that just been something you've naturally had?
Oh God, no. I've not naturally had that. I'm not super confident in my body. I think if I'm like, around someone or in a comfortable place, or like a nude space where everyone feels comfortable, I feel confident because I'm not thinking about it. But if I'm in a place where, let's just say, like even when I go to work and I have to dress a certain way, my partner can say this, I love working from home because I don't have to show my body. And I've noticed that even this week, I was like triggered where I spoke at an event, and then afterward, I was like holding my stomach sitting down, because I was like, I feel kind of tight in the shirt. And so it's like a long ongoing process. I think it's hard to say where you ever reach a place where you feel confident. I think it comes in waves, especially if you have body image issues. I know for some, they come by confidence real naturally, and that's good for them. But for others, it's kind of a roller coaster of you feel confident and sometimes you don't, and it just kind of comes and goes, and you just kind of have to work through it, or find support, or even find therapy. I've even been thinking about finding therapy about body image, because it's something I probably need help with.
I was this is I'm very interested in this, but I was talking to a guy recently, and he was talking about his sort of therapy journey around body confidence, and his goal that he was working towards with his therapist was sort of body neutrality. So it wasn't body confidence, it was moving beyond that, where I'm not thinking about my body, I'm thinking about who I am and what I'm doing and the people I'm with, I'm body neutral. And I thought, well, that sounds really healthy.
It does. No, and it does. I've heard about that term, and I do appreciate the term, especially if you're at a place where you're not thinking about your body. But for me, I do want to be at a body positive place where I do think about my body in a good way, because I constantly do. So I want to be able to use that energy feeling good about my body rather than feeling negative or self-conscious, or even like not even wanting to go in the office because I'm worried people are judging my body, which is not good.
Yeah, no, totally. Is there an element of exhibitionism in your celebration of small dicks, like in the content you share? Is there sort of a turn on in showcasing, your penis and the dicks of other men? What, how does that work for you?
I guess, I don't know. Personally, like, if I find it exciting, like I decided, like on my birthday a couple weeks ago, like I would actually share my post of my personal image, which was exciting. Like I got a lot of feedback that I didn't think it would shed. I was, and that's the
Yeah,
sad thing. I would.
what was exciting about it for you? The feedback, or the exposure, or
No, I know some people really get off on the exposure, and I know some people that they'll ask like, "Can you please post me?" Like I'm beyond excited to be posted and exposed. I'm like, okay, like sure, and I find that interesting. But for me, it was just like, oh, you know, I have a page that celebrates it. Why don't I showcase myself? And so I did, and that the exciting part was just getting a lot of positive feedback, which I know we're not supposed to rely on that, but it was still really nice to see.
No, that feels good, definitely. And I guess the other flip side of that coin, I guess, is the concept of small penis humiliation. And I'm interested in your thoughts on that as well, because, that sort of ties in with the broad BDSM sort of world, which humiliation is a kink in itself, isn't it? But what's your perspective on the kink of small penis humiliation?
Well, it's just a kink that I've been into for a long time, as well as small penis appreciation, which is like it's like appreciating it, but it's also pointing out the size of it. But it's not about humiliating it, if that makes sense.
No, I can see appreciation and humiliation are similar but different, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, it depends on how you're doing it. So the humiliation is like really, some of it can be very degrading, which is like you're not a real man if you're this size. And then the appreciation can be, it's so sexy, it's so small, stuff like that. And so they actually are kind of like very different, but some people are into both, which is interesting. I'm into both. And so, but I find it interesting. I talked to a lot of people that are into the kink, and I think a lot of it is the mindset. I don't think it's necessarily based in reality sometimes. Like I'll talk to some people and they'll share pictures. I'm like, you're pretty big. Like you're kind of average. Like you're five, like you're 5 or 6 inches. You're pretty big. But I get it because it's the mindset. I get it's the mindset you have. And I think also people focus so much on the soft size. I'm like, well, come on, of course. Like most soft sizes are gonna be small. And so I think people focus on that. And that's what I focused on. I focused on the soft size, and my partner would be saying SPH stuff. And then eventually what happened with me was this is kind of a little traumatic, but I would just see horrible stuff online, like real stuff, not like people who are intentionally in the kink. I would see people posting stuff or like a vid comes out where someone's exposed and people are just horrible in the comments. That triggers me a lot, actually. Like I have to like not look at that stuff because it does trigger me. There's a big difference between consenting to it and then just seeing horrible body shaming online. That to me is a difference. I know some people don't see it that way. Some people will not blur the lines. They're like, no, they like both. Good for you. I don't. Like, because in my mind, you're just body shaming. You're treating somebody horribly for it. And that doesn't do anything for me. And so it has to be consensual. You have to set boundaries, because also some of the people that are into it, they're not into the sissy stuff. They're not into the degrading, but they're into just pointing it out. So you always have to ask, like, what levels are you even interested in? I don't want to say something that's going to be triggering, because especially when you're getting to the BDSM stuff and you're going to be inflicting mental pain like that, you better make sure that you're clear on what those boundaries are, because you can go quickly into body shaming and that can trigger body dysmorphia feelings, all this stuff. And so, I mean, I celebrate it if that's what you like. And I write stories on it. Like, I think I've written probably 45 stories on SPH and SBA. And so I have a pretty decent following on Literotica, which is a fun site. And so I get to even write a couple, like when I do some postings, I do a little story, but I'll never do humiliation. But if you go towards the beginning of my page, that was actually kind of the focus. I was doing a little bit of humiliation, and it wasn't like a turning point. I just started doing a lot of positivity stuff, and now I love it. Like I love doing the writing for it. Like every post I try to do, like just a positive message of, this is just what natural male beauty is.
How did you start to explore that kink of SPH, of small penis humiliation? When did you sort of initially engage with that and realize that that was something that worked for you?
Well, I've kind of realized that I was always kind of into somewhat humiliation. Like, you know, even as a kid, where like I would pretend to be exposed or nude and people would laugh. Who knows? I don't know why. But, you know, even when I was exploring that stuff when I was like in high school, I never was focused on the size. I was just focused on, oh, they're embarrassed. Like I would always get kind of turned on by men embarrassing situations in my head, like fantasizing, not in real life. And then eventually it just kind of moved into a smaller size. Like it really was not a turning point. It just kind of moved into the territory somehow. It just kind of all came together somehow, but that's just how it worked.
Yeah, just gradually, the more you experience different situations and fantasies and stuff, realizing what pushes your buttons.
Yeah, and but I will share, the SPH can be, I think you have to be careful with some of this BDSM stuff because you never know how you're kind of how you're shifting someone's mind. Like for me, like my partner and I were doing that for so long, I actually convinced myself I was small because I thought I was based on the soft size, very much so. But if you like when I'm, hard, it's like 5 or 6 inches. Like I convinced myself because of all that that I was small. And now I feel like I a little bit body dysmorphia in that area because I still have a hard time accepting, oh, it's just average size.
That's the thing. Like, people forget what average is. And you read about this with a lot of people who, men who get obsessed with like penis extensions and having surgery and all this kind of
Oh,
thing.
gosh.
They just lose complete sight of what does normal look like? And normal is really normal.
Yeah. And again, also, even if you're not normal or you're not average, who cares?
Yeah, exactly. No, exactly. It's such a
Right.
non-discussion,
Because
but
some people say that.
yeah.
I've noticed that where some people, well, I understand where someone's coming from, but like when someone is conscious or self-conscious about their size, they go, oh, you're probably just average. Don't worry about it. Well, okay, I don't sometimes like that because they may be average and that's mostly the case. Like, I'm gonna be honest, like a lot of men, like a lot, I think a lot of people would be shocked to hear that. I don't remember the stat, but it was like a huge amount of men think they're smaller than they actually are, or they focus so much on it, like way too much on it. And I think that, maybe we should try to stop focusing so much on it as men, but also as women, like we all should come together and stop focusing so much on it. Or you could have your personal preference, but don't make it such a public outrage sometimes, like some people do about it, because it's or using it as an insult. That's something I don't like too. That someone's aggressive, oh, they must be overcompensating. I hate that. That to me is so insulting. It's just rooted in body shaming again. And but the reason
It's
why I
so
like when
complicated with you in a way, though, because I completely get the trauma of body shaming and how that's triggering a negative kind of thing. But it's almost a slightly contradictory because of your interest in small penis humiliation, which has elements of that
oh, it
in
definitely
it.
does.
But so it's such a fine line for someone looking externally going, how does that work somehow?
No, if I could, yeah, I can explain more. Well, I mean, again, mostly because if I have this set intention on reading stories, ones that I've written or ones others have written, or it is, like sometimes you'll find SPH posts on Twitter, but that's what they're designed to be. Again, if it's just people just being horrible online, that's different. Like, like if someone has the intention and they make a post about SPH and people leave comments, yeah, because you set the intention, they are doing it because you set the intention. But if a video just kind of circulates online and people are just making fun of someone's body, I'm like, no, that's not called for. They're not asking for that. Does you know what I mean? Like, I guess it's like into the consent of it. Like there needs to be the consent, or just I don't like it at all. Because I know that people, when they're coming from the SPH, that they may not necessarily even mean what they're saying. That it might just
No,
be the.
totally. No, it's just part of the role play and part
But
of
then when
the.
someone's actually being honest to them, and they're saying horrible things about someone's body, that's different. Because I'm like, oh, you're coming from a place where you're actually trying to hurt someone, and you think it's funny. But that to me is triggering.
No, totally. No, I get that. And so the guys that submit photos to your site and, are looking for you to share it with the world, what are their motivations primarily, do you think?
Gosh, it's hard to say primarily because some people just want to show their body and show that this is what regular male beauty looks like and that we should look at all forms of it. And then we have some people that want to be completely exposed and humiliated, which, whatever anyone's intentions are, that's what they want to do. Those are like, I think the two reasons. I can't think of any others. It's kind of like those two reasons or people that are just interested in sharing it. And they may be kind of fearful about it, which I totally get. And I'll even remove posts that people don't want up anymore because they don't want it up anymore. And they might be receiving comments, or some of these people will be posting pictures with their face. And I'm like, it's a little risky. And I will never do that because you never know.
No, true. I guess my final question is, If someone was struggling with body confidence and worried about the size of their penis, what advice or guidance would you give them?
Like, if you're worried about that, I would just say, I don't know, try to look at the big picture of things, of a lot of things. Like, you know, you might feel like you don't have someone because of that, or you might feel like people are judging you. I personally believe that most people don't care. And when you do see horrible stuff online, it's a reflection of them. You know, it's they took the time out of their day to say something mean, or they're just trying to be funny and they're really coming in with some juvenile middle school humor. And so that's what I would say, is try to take yourself away from it. And that's hard for me to do sometimes. And just appreciate that, you know, every single body is unique. And trust me, there's a lot of people that actually appreciate your body, even if it's not your personal experience with some of the people that you've experienced. But also, just because you've experienced a couple of bad eggs doesn't mean that most people feel that way. Because I think you also have to look into SPH, because I think some people consume that content and then they'll go, well, I don't want to go to a nude beach because people are going to start laughing like in the stories. No, they're not real. The stories, a lot of them are real. A lot of that won't happen. Again, if they are, they're being completely gross and nobody wants that in those places. So I think, okay, also don't take some of this stuff as reality, especially some of the stories. They're very over the top, most of them, anyways.
You're speaking about the stories you've written. They are over the top fantasies that you are not going to find on the beach.
Very much so over the top. I've been writing stories for like a year and a half. And, you know, some people reach out with some ideas. I'm like, I'll write that for you. But geez, that is so ridiculous. Like, if that's what you're, but it's also interesting is some of the people that have reached out, they're like bigger. They're like, oh, 6 or 7 inches. And they'll be like, they just really like it. I'm like, I find that real interesting. But, you know,
Is fascinating. That's
what they enjoy. And they don't enjoy it from degrading someone, because we'll even agree on what we think about it, but they'll just like it. Or they might be straight, completely straight, but they're very much turned on by it, which is always an interesting one too.
But
you can be straight and turned on by it, but even like when I write gay SPH, like they'll love that. I'm like, that's just quite interesting.
Wait, what are you saying? Straight guys like gay SPH?
Yeah, I've had some straight guys like gay SPH. I'm like, that's real interesting.
Yeah.
That isn't, no. I mean, cool for them, but I'm always like, that's just interesting how, you know, that you're into it that way. But I mean, I guess not, because sometimes straight SPH is fun and I'm not completely straight. So I think it's interesting. I think it's always interesting, like what people are sexually fascinated by. It's always quite interesting.
Fascinating. We could do a thesis on it, I'm sure. Yeah. But that brings us to the end of this episode. You can find me on Twitter at GTV London. Today's guest has been David from Small Penis Pride. Check out the Twitter at Small Penis Lover. Stay naked, stay sexy, and we'll see you next time. Bye.